You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
And here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What is up? What is happening? It is In This League right here on Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Chris Welch, joined as always, except it's a very good start to the show because Bogman apparently couldn't get in, and we got him by phone.
Yeah, I mean, I'm here, so I may not sound the same, but I am on the line.
All right, well, there you go. We got a whole bunch to cover in this this edition of In This League as we are kind of recapping week one. Looking at week two, I mean, there was a whole bunch of garbage that we talked about last week from the line, the spreads, played some chicken and all of that, and maybe we'll try to review some of that as much as we can. Bogman, I wanted to ask you, like, what is the feeling as a Steeler fan to know that maybe your number one player spent more time working at Dairy Queen than he did with the NFL team?
Well, I wish he was working at the HP store so I could get my computer going. That's what I wish. But if he's there, if he could at least send all of us fans a Butterfinger Blizzard, I think that would make up for it. But
that might have been part of
the
problem.
Not encouraging.
He said he was asked what it was like making ice cream. Again, this is Le'Veon Bell, the running back for the Steelers, who was not asked about how training camp was because he didn't do any of it. He said, it was harder than I thought. What was the hardest part? Making the blizzard, he said, according to Le'Veon Bell. That's Le'Veon Bell's off-season work with Dairy Queen.
Can't you just see him getting his fingers stuck in that thing and just ruining his whole career because he messed up a blizzard? I mean, I could totally see that happening.
Of course. Absolutely. I think that's the perfect type of job for somebody that would wants to be any wannabe rapper and somebody that would choose just, you know, like getting high over their job. They're going to work at Dairy Queen. So like it's a perfect.
It's a bad idea for a known stoner to be working around all the food at Dairy Queen, too.
Absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. I mean, he couldn't even do as good as Josh Gordon could do. And talk about known stoners. Josh Gordon at least got a job at a car dealership. Le'Veon Bell just said, I'm just going to feed the habit, and I'm going to work at Dairy Queen. So there's that. But one thing to what you allude to that some people had on worries coming into this year was what was going to happen with Le'Veon Bell. Though week one's performance wasn't good, it led a lot of people to thinking, do I got to pick up D'Angelo Williams? Do I got to get James Conner? And a lot of those kind of concerns end up happening and building into what you're going to do for week one, or going into week two, I should call it, for your big ad. So I'm curious. We talked about this on the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast. I know it's been here like all throughout the week, but I want to know, we're no longer telling you who you should have picked up for waivers because that's happened. Who did you pick up? So go and look. Evan TSY Radio's tweet. I retweeted it. Bogman did too. Who was your waiver wire ad for week two? Tariq Cohen, Kerwin Williams, Alan Hearns, or how about this option? You just saved it. You didn't want to pick up any of these guys. Maybe it's going to do better here soon enough. So go and do that poll, FNTSY Radio. Find me, is it the Welch Bogman Sports? Vote on that. We'll talk about it throughout the show. But we got a whole bunch more going down. We're talking week one, looking at week two, some bets, some statements. Are they true? It's all going down. It's Bogman and the Welch on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Don't go anywhere.
Does your favorite fantasy sports show pair banging on the table demanding shots?
Drinks on Greg. Drinks on Greg. Drinks on Greg.
With deep, smart Kareem Hunt analysis? If not, then I think the Fantasy BFFs are for you. Every weekday at 11 a.m. here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and on YouTube Live, join Greg Sussman, Frank Stanfill, Mike Florio, and NXT wrestler Eric Young for some of the best, most enjoyable, most imaginative fantasy analysis out there. Don't get your fantasy from boring people.
Yo! This is the Fantasy Football Best Friends Forever.
Check out the Fantasy BFFs 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Every weekday only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and the Fantasy Sports YouTube page.
The
Red Heat and Rage.
The third choice, 10.9% of people are taking the Baltimore
Ravens.
Ravens.
Oh, that's a good one. Ravens an attacking bird.
You brought down. That's a great Raven.
Morency.
So what's an eagle then, if that's your Raven? I think Bobana's got a promo.
Weekdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love
it. In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
Welcome back. It is In This League with Bogman and the Welsh. If you are down within this league and you want to get, if you're down with PPR and you're down with football, check out the ITL Army, patreon.com/ITL Army. You can find it at inthisleague.com. It's a good way to hook up with your boys right here. It's a way for you to support us and for us to support you back with cool fantasy football stuff. One of those things amongst many, many perks we have is Thursday Nights with Bogman, which is going down as we do this live on Wednesday, going down tomorrow, where Bogman live streams on our Patreon wall the entire game. People get to watch Bogman, get to ask questions while he orders Uber Eats. It's a crazy madhouse experience.
I know it doesn't sound fun, but it's always an adventure with the Uber Eats driver. And it's fun to, you know, kind of watch the game with one of your buddies if you're not going out to the bar or anything. So we just talk fantasy and, you know, talk about the game. And usually the Thursday night game is horrible. I mean, let's be honest. It's, you know, four days of practice.
Last week was great.
Well, that's because they had the whole offseason to practice. Now they only have 4 days, and it's Andy Dalton, who had all those passes tipped at the line, and Deshaun Watson, who threw like 10 passes in his career. So it's going to be a complete S-storm, I think.
You know who's not
going to
be there?
Football.
Brian Cushing, because he's a big, fat cheater again. Again.
I don't know. I don't know why I'm just not surprised at that at all. Like, he just seems like the biggest meathead idiot. So I'm not surprised that he got popped again.
Yeah, this meathead idiot got popped, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry, disappoint my team, whatever he said in his stupid statement. I'm not going to waste 1 minute of my life reading a dumbass statement from Brian Cushing. He's a moron, and you put your team in a bad situation, and it's just ridiculous. It's totally stupid. And, you know, Andy Dalton arguably is one of the worst right now, and now you're going to just, like, have less weapons on Houston for stupid Andy Dalton. That, you know what? Might be one of the worst games of the first half of the season on Thursday. Just going to put it
it's
out there.
It's going to be ugly. It is going to be an ugly, ugly game. That is for sure.
The only way it's going to be nice is if Deontay Foreman actually gets more than a carry in the game, and then we have exciting new running back to get all jacked up about. That will be the one thing that gets everybody going.
Yeah. If John Ross played, maybe. I don't think he's going to, but, you know, if by some miracle he were to play, that would be exciting. Or just get Tyler Boyd or A.J. Green or Hopkins going. I mean, I don't think the Texans even have a tight end right now.
No,
they're all in
be?
Concussion protocol, and Fedorowicz was put on the IR.
Yeah, it'll be Jeremy Hill and Lamar Miller. It'll be the most boring game of our lives. So go and check out patreon.com/ITL Army. Become an ITL Army member. And you can watch it and actually have some fun with Bogman. Real quick, Bogman's put together some cool stuff we're going to talk about, just recapping week one. And remind you, in the entire second hour, we are going to be looking at week two in its entirety. We're going to look at spreads, over-unders, the games themselves. We'll be going over that. But we did put out a poll, if you guys want to check it out. FNTSY Radio is the handle. Bogman and myself, our Twitter handles, is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? We both retweeted it. And the question was, who did you add for week two? Who was your big waiver wire add? Now, I'm actually not surprised at this result, and I just wanted to bring this is why I wanted to bring it up so quickly, because the voting is still very, very early here. The options were Tariq Cohen, Kerwin Williams, Alan Hearns, and the fourth option was you saved it and you didn't use any of your waiver adds. And no shocker to anybody, Tariq Cohen was 39% here. He's the 39% add. But, and luckily, I don't think I phrased this the right way, but everybody got it on the question. 49% said they saved using their ad this week. Only 6% were Kerwin Williams, and then 6% is Alan Hearns, and Trey Cohen is now 39%. 49% said they didn't bother making a pickup. And I don't, I feel like that's a bit uncommon. What do you buy into that? Are you, yeah, that makes sense, or you're going to miss, you've just missed out on a good opportunity? Because what are we, I mean, how much are we really fighting for into the next, you know, 5 or 6 weeks? Lamar Miller goes down, Deontay Foreman gets a run. He's probably owned in a lot of places already.
Well, no, I think Deontay Foreman is less than 10% owned, and that probably went down after this week.
I guess because we play 16 man.
We play so many deep leagues that he's owned in all of them. I mean, people are just waiting. But I think even in your normal 10 man, if you're not getting Tariq Cohen, what's the point? If you know you're not going to spend enough money, or you know that your waiver priority isn't high enough, I think I would kind of pocket that. I mean, we made about $1 million in our IDPs and, you know, 16 man leagues and all that stuff. I'm sure you made some deeper moves. I picked up stupid Jesse James, even though I really don't believe in him, just to get a body in for some of my injured players. One league I had A-Rob, Danny Woodhead, and Kevin White. So that league is almost, you know, it's a wrap. So yeah,
it's basketball season for that league.
It's basketball season for that one for sure. But yeah, I mean, if you're not getting Tariq Cohen, pocket that thing. Some job is going to open up somewhere better than Kerwin Williams. I mean, that's just the thing. You know, Arizona really didn't have a backup plan to David Johnson. Remember when he was going to get 300 carries?
Yeah.
Now he's going to get none. Christmas.
Well, and if people heard in my update I did just a little bit ago, I mean, Coach Arians has essentially said Kerwin Williams is the guy. Ellington's going to spell him. They brought in Chris Johnson, just like you and I expect. We do our football podcast on Sunday nights. It's essentially like late Sunday night. It's right after the Sunday night games. This is exactly what we speculated on immediately after the games, was the Cardinals are probably going to look at Chris Johnson. They not only did they do that, they picked up DJ Foster. Kerwin Williams is going to be given all the opportunity to be the man here. So I did, like, I picked him up. Like, we have a 10-man auction that has deeper benches, and I had the second waiver claim. You had the first, and I'm guessing you picked up Cohen because I had a claim on Cohen. I picked up Kerwin just out of the sake of it, you know, having more running backs. In a lot of instances, I'm making these moves, and I think I've mentioned this before, if I don't have a top six waiver wire, you know, add. I mean, if I'm 7, 8, or 9, do I really think people were going to, you know, the top six were going to use waiver ads? I don't think so. People are going to hoard them. So I'm comfortable taking some of the chances here. But I'm not shocked that more than not people decided to not, like, use their waiver in this first week. Because especially with standard, Tariq Cohen is not as sexy if it's not PPR. And the very popular, the cool kids, what all the cool kids want to talk about right now is how uncool it is to like Tariq Cohen. Like, it was really cool to like him Sunday. Everyone now is like, just want to remember. I just want all you guys to remember. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, contrarians. I mean, look, you got to like Tariq Cohen. I mean, did you like Warrick Dunn? He reminds me a lot of Warrick Dunn. So I like Tariq Cohen. People say he can't take a hit, but you don't know that. Just because he's small doesn't mean he can't take a hit. He took some brutal ones. If you watched that game, he took some massive shots, and he popped right back up. Can he do it for 16 games? Barely any of these guys can do it for 16 games. So if you're going to call him injury prone, I mean, you're just saying he's small, and you know how I am, the Welsh, about picking on small guys. Can't do it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it hits too close to home. It's a problem here. So we got a lot of stuff to cover. I actually want to jump just a little bit to this other topic here, because you've put together something we'll do here in just a little bit of week one statements, a true false type of thing. We're also going to tell everybody here in just a little bit how they can take their shot at winning a couple Super Bowl tickets by doing some DFS, some cool partnership that Evan TSY has done. I'll tell you guys all about that in a couple here. But one thing I wanted to talk about, and I'm going to open it up. We'll do a little before we go to break, a little when we come back. I want to open this up to you guys of what was the heartbreaking week one loss? Did you destroy somebody's soul this week? Was your soul completely destroyed? You can call in if you want, 844-84-FNTSY. You can tweet us at Is It The Welsh, at Bogman Sports, or at FNTSY Radio. And what was, like, a totally defeated loss here? Now, we asked some of the ITL Army. I got one from, here's a couple here. I put this tweet out a little bit earlier today. We had a guy, the Twitter handle was at Write What You Love. This is Mal Davis. He said he lost David Johnson and Woodhead in week one and was already short at running back. So now he's got Kareem Hunt and Tariq Cohen for the rest of the season for the win, with a pretty funny gif. That's not exactly the heartbreaking loss, but I think more people can relate with that loss than they can an actual physical number.
I did win one by like less than a point, I think
it was 0.6. I think I heard about that one.
Because yeah, Antonio Gates dropped a ball. Going in the night game, I was up 3 points, and he had Antonio Gates, and I had Hunter Henry. Hunter Henry had nothing. Big old proverbial donut, and Antonio Gates had one go right off the fingertips, and I won just because of that. So
yeah, well, if you've got
college football, I lost by less than half a point. It was by 0.2.
Well, and those are the worst. Those are real quick. We're going to break here. Marky Mark in the ITL Army, he lost 119.48 to 119.82. Hunter Henry got him nothing, but you want to know how he lost his entire matchup? Because Younghoo Koo, remember the kick that he made that was then iced and then blocked? That's why he lost.
The last thing of the week, too!
The last thing of the week cost him his entire week. That is soul-crushing. That makes you want to play anything but fantasy football, yet we do it for week two. If your soul was crushed, let us bring it a little bit up. Tweet at us, call in. We'll be right back within this league.
There's heroes and there's legends.
To the followers of his fantasy advice, he is known as the king. To the fantasy sports industry, he's a respected colleague and a friend. And as a representative of the FSWA Hall of Fame, it's his royal responsibility to share his stories of fantasy sports glory with the world. On the Fantasy Hall of Fame Hour, Scott the King takes his throne with celebrities, athletes, and like-minded legends of the industry. Together, they share stories of how fantasy sports change their lives and give advice to you so you can be on your way to creating your own fantasy legacy. Listen to the Fantasy Hall of Fame Hour by going to fntsy.com/radio and listen to all the Fantasy Sports Radio Network's award-winning programming for free in the iTunes and Google Play stores. Fantasy legends are made only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Heroes get remembered, but legends never die.
That's right. You can be like this. We can be like that. It can be however the hell you want it to be, because
you
it's in this
PPR
league. You know me. I wish we could say the other things, but we can't. Though we are kind of like the late night show. You know, we can be the wacky guys. Yeah, the night show. We can be the wacky guys because, you know, we don't have the ratings. We can't be super important like Jake Seeley and Joe Pizzapia and Chris Meaney. We can't be those guys, but we can
be. Got no awards.
No awards. Not one. But we can.
He never once won an award.
Not once. But we can, we can be tantalizing, offensive. I don't know. It could be any of those stuff. Or we could just maybe, like, you know, talk about sports and we can give you guys some information. So maybe we'll do that a little bit. Though I did want to toy with your emotions just a tad bit on whose soul was crushed. I didn't have. That I can recall, I'm trying to think. Like, I just didn't have a good week. I can tell you that right now. Wasn't a great week for old Welsh here.
What was the record?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I think I got 8 teams. I think I went 3-5. I feel like
7
that's
and
right.
1.
Yeah, well, good for you. Good for you, bragger. Good for having the wins. I'm very proud of you.
Well, I got to brag this week because I'm projected to go 2-6 next week. So, and that will probably happen because I lost a lot of players.
Oh, that's the projection?
Yeah, the projection is 2-6. I mean, you do like to go against the, you do like to go against the Yahoo projections, but they get better as the year goes on. So we'll see.
Yeah, exactly. So we were talking about any of your soul-crushing losses that you have. So you guys are more than welcome to tweet at us. You can really, and also, I'll say this as always, you guys can call anytime. If you have any fantasy questions, 844-84-FNTSY, whatever it is related, we can always break the segment and talk about it. But if you want to talk about any of your soul-crushing loss and vent a little bit, you can do that. I thought this one was funny. This is actually from our dude, Tony Healy, who does the Roto Hockey Show for In This League, which you guys should check out. It's one of the best hockey fantasy podcasts in the world. And we're going to probably have Tony on in the next week or two because hockey season's coming up. every element of this tweet, like everything about it, makes me laugh and giggle. He says, because I asked, what was your soul-crushing loss? He says, six-team kids family league. My 8-year-old son lost to his 6-year-old sister and mom, thanks to Le'Veon and Wilson. And the score was 43.22 to 46.2. Everything about that makes
it's
me laugh.
It's a pillow fight.
It is.
That's what every it's single a pillow thing. Fight.
How do you explain a flex PP? How do you explain a super flex to a 6-year-old? That's what I need to know.
You know, when mommy and daddy are happy, they pick two quarterbacks.
When a mommy loves a daddy, they might then take a team together and draft a super flex, and you want to make sure it's a quarterback, son. Please.
I mean, you're the dad here, so you would know better than me. I can't explain anything to my cats. I can't get them to quit yelling when we're doing the show. So,
yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, you get kids, but then I think you get to the point where you don't feel like you know anything. So if you want to tweet in at us, is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? You want to call in, you can do any of that stuff. Bogman, you put together a week one, which statement is true? Because we're gonna have to say goodbye to week one here in a little bit, and that's what we're going to focus on week two here shortly. Let's try to blow through some of these. You set up the table of what we're doing, and let's knock some out.
All right. It's which statement is true? I'm going to give you two statements. You have to pick one of the statements. You ready?
Okay.
Alex Smith is going to have a great year, or Alex Smith had a good game. Don't buy the hype.
I'm going to go with statement two. Alex Smith had a good game. Don't buy the hype. It was like the first time he ever did that.
Yes, of course. I think everybody would go with that. That's the best game he'll ever have in his career. Drafting Matt Forte and Bilal Powell was a mistake, or don't worry, it's going to get better. I promise.
I mean, you put Matt Forte in there, so I want to say if you drafted both, that is a mistake. I think Bilal Powell is going to get better. I do not think Matt Forte is going to get any better, so I'm going to lean on it was a mistake right now.
Because Matt both Forte had more snaps. It's got to get better. It's got to get better than week
does
one.
Does it?
Now, I'll
it's
go
the
with
Jets.
It does. I mean, even for the Jets, it's got to get better. Jordan Howard is garbage. Why did I do it? Cohen is going to ruin him. Also popped up on the injury report today. Or Cohen is small, won't be able to take a hit. He'll get hurt. I love Jordan Howard.
you're adding words here. So I have to pick one of those?
You have to pick one. Which one more accurately describes it, if I can speak?
Yeah. I mean, those are harsh words. You're saying Howard is garbage and Cohen is going to ruin him? I don't think that's... I mean, is that going to be kind of true? I'm of the type of person I would buy on Jordan Howard right now, but not thinking yes. I'm going to get wheel Howard Jordan Howard. I would think I might get like next. I don't know. I'm iffy on that. I'm going to go with Cohen will get hurt because that implies that like I don't want Jordan Howard and I don't like that.
Okay.
Are you with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go with the same one. Yeah.
Okay, let's break here for a second. We have a caller. It is Simon in Atlanta. I think we got a drop talk. Simon, what's up, man?
Hey, I had a question. So I've got a pretty good team, 12-team standard league. So no point, no PPR or anything like that. I got Nelson, Zeke, Kareem Hunt, Brandon Cooks, Olsen, Sanders at flex.
Damn.
Simon called a brag.
Yeah, this is a good brag call. I like this, Simon.
Yeah,
keep going.
I mean, that's all I do is brag. My team is so good. 12-team, and that's, I mean, Zeke and Hunt, like, two RB1s in a 12-team league.
Yeah, this is killer. Yeah, no, dude, you're rocking this. Okay, so where's your dilemma? You don't sound like a person that has many problems, so where's the problem?
I scored, like, 120 points last week, but do you guys think Zeke has any chance of serving his suspension within the fantasy season?
I don't think so. I think there's a chance. Like, I'm not saying it's like Jim Carrey, like, so you're telling me there's a chance. Like, I think something could happen. There's a big fight, but if you were to pin me to just give you one straight answer, he's going to play or he's not going to play, I would say he's going to play right now.
This is the same game we're playing, the Welsh. It's make the statement. My statement is there's no way he'll serve out his suspension this season.
Okay. All right. Well, Simon's out of there. So I don't know why we're talking about Zeke. I want to not talk about Zeke for a couple weeks. Can we do that? Can we have like a mandatorium of like, unless he unless he scores two touchdowns, we don't talk about him. Can we do that?
Okay. Yeah. We can have a
Let's
Zeke,
not talk about the Cowboys. Let's not talk about the Cowboys ever.
Like, let's ever not talk about football.
Let's not talk about football.
This
let's
is
talk
the hockey
about
show
cereal.
Now.
Yeah. Let's talk about cereal.
Anything but cereal. Boo.
All right. Let's get back to these.
Trade Joe Mixon to the first sucker that will take him, or I'm not worried about Mixon. Dalton ruined the whole game for every Bengal.
Okay, so wait, hold on. Trade Mixon. Repeat it again.
Trade Mixon to the first sucker who will take him, or I'm not worried about Mixon. Andy Dalton ruined the whole Bengals game for all Bengals.
I'd have to lean on the second one. Even though I would say I am a little worried about Joe Mixon, like especially you guys that went and took him like a whole bunch of, you know, like crazy high or something like that. So, but I mean, I think at the end of the day here, yeah, Dalton ruined. I think, you know, like three picks and stuff like that. I don't like
that
for the Bengals.
Quit staring down receivers. Quit staring down receivers, Dalton. That's how you get balls tipped at the line, plus the offensive line wasn't good, but 8 carries for 9 yards for Mixon. Ugh.
Yeah, no doubt.
How about Lev Bell is not a bust, but the week one performance makes me nervous, or I'm not worried at all, even a little bit, about Le'Veon Bell.
I really want to say that it makes me nervous. But Lev Bell and, like, I mean, I know he's out there working at Dairy Queen and serving up blizzards and whatnot and not serving up fantasy points for anybody in week one. There's no way that that's going to hold. You and I talked about this on the most recent football podcast we did, the instant reaction one, where I was just trying to garner, like, where are your real feelings on it? Because, like, I think there are some real feelings of maybe concern, but there's nothing you can do about it. Well, like, the best you could possibly do is you make a move to go get Melvin Gordon or LeSean McCoy, but you can't do that straight up. That's not a fair return for Lev Bell.
How about let's change it? Le'Veon Bell will be the highest scoring running back in fantasy football in 2017, or any other running back will be the highest scorer in 2017.
That in you're using PPR?
Either one. Doesn't matter to me. It's got to be Bell.
With Bell.
David Johnson's hurt.
Well, you know who I want to tell you? One of my love children, Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon looked so damn good, and that's the person I want to tell you, but you're right. I'm going to go with Lev Bell if you change the question like that. I like that. Let's plop through a couple more here.
Kenny Golladay is an ad and must start every week, or Kenny Golladay is an ad. I don't think I'm going to start him right now.
Oh, that's easy, number two. I think he's a must add, but he does not have to immediately go into your lineup. He's a second-half guy.
All right, I'm ready to take off Hopkins and Miller because the Texans' offense is bad. I'm ready to trade them off. They're gone. Hopkins and Miller got to be gone off my team. Or the Jags' D is pretty good. I'm not worried about the Texans.
Man, how you're phrasing these, it's tough because there's two sides to a coin
one.
Here. I am worried about Lamar Miller. I don't think Lamar Miller is going to pay off how people thought he was. I'm not worried about DeAndre Hopkins. So I'm going to go with the Jags' D is pretty good. I'm not worried about the Texans as a whole, but I am worried about Lamar Miller. That's my little caveat. Let's try to get one more in here before the break.
This is the year Derrick Henry takes over for DeMarco. Trade him if you can get someone good at all, or just a bad week one for Tennessee. Don't panic yet.
I like trading DeMarco. Well, I want fair value, though.
I know you do.
You give me fair value on DeMarco, I'm in. You go give me Leonard. You trade DeMarco for Leonard Fournette right now? Hell yeah, you do. Don't even.
Yeah, I probably would.
Of course you do. Yeah, so if you give me fair market value, I will go on the side of trade DeMarco Murray. I like it. All right, we got a bunch more coming up here. Want to win some Super Bowl tickets? We'll tell you how you can do it. It is Bogman. It is the Welsh. And in this league, we'll be right back.
Skick's sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skick's canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skick's helps fans perform better. Go to Skick's.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skick's.com. Skick's sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
Hi, I'm Austin Hedges, and you're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it!
I know we're talking fantasy football, but if you are down with fantasy basketball, if you're looking to, I don't know, maybe get back into it, maybe you always enjoyed basketball or you wanted to dabble, go check out the ITL Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Just search In This League Fantasy Basketball on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever the hell you want to do it, and we will get you covered. We are actually one of the more highly top-rated basketball podcasts out there, and it's a must-listen. And this week, we've actually got Mike Gallagher from Roto World on with us as we play the Big Three. Not the Big Three with Ice Cube, but the Big Three questions in a bunch of different categories, and you guys are not going to want to miss that. Bogman, you know, we got word on this, and I think this is pretty cool. And I know this, if you've been listening for a little bit here, you know, on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, you've heard about this. So I want to give it a little bit of conversation and tell people how they can get into it. But FNTSY, they have partnered up with Fantasy Draft, and I'm going to read you off this here so you can get the good idea of it. It's Fantasy Sports Network. They're running daily fantasy football contests with and in conjunction with Fantasy Draft to support and bring attention to DKMS. It's a nonprofit whose mission is to lead the fight against blood cancer by working with families, communities, and organizations to recruit more potential bone marrow donors and save more lives. That's something that a lot of people don't realize. You know, it's a, I mean, this is different than, you know, checking your license and being like, I'm an organ donor like that. This is like bone marrow stuff. They're doing big, big stuff in the world. You can see if you go to their website, this is what I want you to do first. Go to dailyroto.com/DKMS. You'll get some information, which, you know, that it should be a first sell, shouldn't be too much. You can learn how you can donate to help. You can be put on some list there that you can help out. And also, it's got some good stats at the bottom where it says, you know, this this organization, they've helped over, I'm trying to look here, their total donors, they have almost 8 million donors, almost 1 million in the U.S. They've done a total of 3,000 U.S. transplants, and they're helping daily in the U.S. do a transplant per day. So that's all cool, but what they've done is they've partnered with Fantasy Draft and Fantasy Sports Radio Network to create these really cool free contests doing some DFS, and what you can do is you can win two tickets to this year's Super Bowl in Minnesota. How awesome does that sound, Pogman?
That sounds great. I mean, it's really one free ticket, because if you win, you have to take either Bogman or the Welsh, correct?
Ooh, that's a good point. So if, like, somebody listening here won, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, can we cut all this? I know it's live radio, but can we say, you win a ticket, and then you have to take me, and then we'll report back to Bogman.
You have to choose if you're New Welsh Order or Bog Nation of Domination.
That is true, for life. So if you want to do that, all you got to do, dailyroto.com, that's very easy, /DKMS. There's links out there. You can find it on Fantasy Sports, FNTSY Radio, on the Twitter handle. We'll put a tweet out there. What you go is you go on, you check out the information, you can put your name in, you can learn how you can help, you can be put on some lists, you can actually straight up donate to help a really, really good cause. And I would tell you, it's always pretty cool when the silly stuff that we do can, like, do something for somebody. And I think that's pretty cool. And with it, you get to have some fun and you get to put some lineups together. So I thought, because we didn't get in on this last week, because this kind of came out after our first show came up. So Bogman, you and I, we have got a lineup set, because this is a completely free contest. Free contest. And how it works, I don't even think I mentioned the final thing here, is it says the contests are free to enter each week. There will be the winner of each of the 16 weeks of the NFL season. They'll be put into a final contest. So each week, there's going to be one dude that's going to win, or one chick, whoever. Someone's going to win. Those 16 people will be put in a final contest week 17, with the winner winning two tickets to the Super Bowl February 4th, 2018 in Minnesota. That's all you got to do. It is completely free, but if you want to make sure that you're helping out, you can do it at the website. So I went on, I set a roster. Bogman, you set a roster. Let's go quarterback, one of our running backs, one of our receivers, and one of our flexes, because the setup is quarterback, two running back, two wide receiver, tight end, flex, and a defense. That's how you go put this over, and this is with fantasydraft.com, and you can find the easy FNTSY sponsored by DKMS Super Bowl tickets qualifier, and we have both set some lineups on. I feel pretty good. What quarterback did you go with?
I went with Matthew Stafford. I don't really like the quarterback matchups this week outside of Brady against New Orleans, and he is super expensive.
You know who I went with? Maybe the one of the most expensive or the most expensive. I'm going to little Tom Brady. Tom Brady versus New Orleans? Get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of the matchups aren't too great. I mean, you know, Tolzien versus the Cardinals. You gonna cheap out and do that? Nope.
No, because Brissett might start.
You going to do Palmer against the Colts, though?
No, I don't Palmer against anything.
I mean, that's a good matchup, but Palmer looks so bad.
So bad.
A lot of these matchups are bad. Mariota's against the Jags. Alex Smith, who had a good week, is against the Eagles defense. There's not a lot of good quarterback matchups. So
I'm going big on quarterbacks.
I went with Monday night game. I went with Matt Stafford against the Giants.
All right, let's give one of our running backs away here, and I'll tell you mine. I'm going to go cheap, and I'm going to go a little Kerwin Williams this week, you know, because they're going to give him the run, and Indianapolis is garbage. So I went cheap on one of my running backs.
That's a good call. I went expensive, and I took Zeke against the Broncos, still struggling against the run a little bit. Definitely still the no-fly zone. They can cover the pass, but I don't know about that run defense. I don't know how much better it got, so I'm going to go with Zeke on the road.
All right, and you guys can check it out because there's a salary based here. Let's go. You know what? Let's skip one receiver. We're not going to give everybody our tips away. You guys got to go do it yourselves. dailyroto.com/DKMS. That you'll find all the info, and you'll find the easy link to go sign up at Fantasy Draft, and you'll be put right at this contest, and you can just like enter it. It's very cool. One of the flexes I went, because I really like both my flex spots here, I went with Ty Montgomery against Atlanta, because that should be a bloodbath for Green Bay. Everybody should be scoring.
That was my second running back, not one of my flexes. But I took your boy in my flex spot, Pierre Garçon, because they should be down the entire game on the road in Seattle. And, you know, he might get 25 targets. Sure, 15 of them are going to be against Richard Sherman, but they should be throwing the ball a lot. San Francisco should. So I will.
Right,
Pierre Garçon, he's pretty cheap, too.
Hey, I think it's pretty badass. So you want to go and learn how you can help. You can get in on the potential bone marrow donors. You can save some serious lives, and you can also have a little fun, and they have rewarded you with a very, very cool opportunity. I would love more than anything else for the winner of this to come from this show. If that happens, that person will 1,000% be on this show. We'll have them a whole hour. We'll have them the whole 2 hours, a guest host with us. Because, I mean, you and I will be at their hotel dialed in remotely to you guys here doing your show while we're at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they'll just give us the tickets, right? I mean, nobody wants to go to Minneapolis.
No. Me and the person.
Oh,
you'll be here with Pavona.
Oh, I'll be here. No, I don't think so. I think most people like me more.
It's probably true. I don't like me very much. So, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. You guys go have fun. I'll just sit in a dark corner and everything will work out great. So, but don't go do that yourselves. Go check it out. dailyroto.com/DKMS. Have a little fun, and we'll see how we did. We'll see how we fared next week, and I feel pretty good about it because this is a pretty badass lineup. Last week, we played a little bit of the chicken. Bogman, do we have any of the results of the chicken?
Yeah, we have all the results of the chicken.
I mean, do we have the sounder? I mean, this is out of nowhere. Pavona, do you have the chicken sounder anywhere? I don't want to call on you last second here. I didn't prepare you for it.
Unprepared? Did he lose the chicken?
I think the chicken's on the loose. Chicken's with the head cut off.
All
right.
Chicken's all over the place. Well, we do have results if we want to go over results.
Yeah, why don't you rock out some results? And then I got a little 5-piece set. Isn't that what you can buy at like KFC? You buy a little 5-piecer?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's not right. I got a little 5-piece
stuff at KFC.
Okay, I got a 5-piecer for us. But why don't you bust through some of the results? We only got a couple minutes here, and then we'll play a little bit of this 5-piece, and then second hour we're going to be talking about all of week 2.
McCaffrey yards versus San Francisco. The Welsh went 95. Did not get it. Kareem Hunt versus New England PPR fantasy points. I went 20 for Kareem Hunt. I got that.
That was a good one.
350 yards and four touchdowns for Drew Brees for the Welsh. Stephon Diggs, 21.5 points for Bogman. I got that. The rest are not good for any of us. There's a lot of red on here.
It I didn't get a like single whoever... one right, Bogman. You got three right, and we got wrong every other single one.
We were not good at this. I had five catches for Hilton. Nope. I had three touchdowns for tight ends by New England. They all went to Gillislee. You had 24 points for Julio. Nope. Three picks for Blake Bortles. Didn't have to throw the ball. I did get the over on five total touchdowns for defense and special teams. I think there was eight. Total Joe Mixon touches. Welsh had 12. He had 11. Touches for Hill, 25. He had 13.
Bull crap.
PPR scoring for Danny Woodhead. The Welsh had 17. He went out in the first quarter. Zeke touchdowns, two I had. That was zero. Latavius Murray touches 11 for the Welsh. He had three because he fumbled on his first
Jesus.
One. Kevin White got hurt. Six catches I had for him. Nope. Joe Mixon, PPR fantasy points, 14 for the Welsh. I don't think he had 14 total yards. five catches for Alshon Jeffrey. He had three. That was Jeez. Me. I said 20 points for Dalvin Cook. I'm getting hungry. See, I'm saying 20 Cooks. He had 17. 150 yards for Zeke. Not even close for me. Seven catches for Keenan Allen. He had five. And 270 passing yards for Mariota for me. He had 258. Couldn't complete one more pass, you jerk.
Well, guess what? We're going to play chicken with this last little segment, maybe into the beginning of hour two. So if you want to know exactly how your player's going to do, then listen to chicken and know that the opposite's going to happen because we were like three for like 18 or 20 or something on there. That's abysmal. So we'll get a little five-piece set here. We'll fill your appetite, your hunger that you guys might have, talking about little five-piece chicken. We're going to play chicken, and we're going to break down everything in the second hour. So don't go anywhere. It is Bogman and the Welsh. This is In This League, and we'll be back on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It never gets old.
All right, everyone. Two truths, one lie.
I was going to be on The Real World. I play the oboe, and I saved a kid's life.
You definitely never saved a kid's life.
I'm serious. Last summer, I donated bone marrow to a kid who had leukemia.
Saving a life. The truth is, it's easier than you think. Learn how at dkms.org.
Who knew we were living with a hero?
A hero who plays the oboe.
Welcome back. It is In This League. Bogman and the Welsh in the house. Final little segment of this hour, of course. And then we've got the whole hour two coming up where Bogman and I, we're going to break down some stuff. Break down week two. Week two is happening. It's unbelievable. Like, the next thing that you know, or just everybody listening, I hope, understands this. You're going to, like, open your eyes, and it's going to be week nine, and half the season will be over. And you're just going to sit and think, this is almost over. Or maybe it's me. Maybe it's my negative mentality where I'm like, well, it's already week two. It's almost
fast.
Over.
There's a game tomorrow. You know, there's the second Thursday night game. It's week two tomorrow.
There's no break.
No breaks.
No breaks. Offspring.
The one band I love, The Offspring.
Yeah, the one band you know, exactly. Real quick, a couple chickens. As everybody knows, when we play chicken, we are, we're seeing how far the other person's willing to go. And last time we did a completely horrible job of it. And I put a little five-piece together, Bogman. And I'll read off the first one here, or I can
Making
read them off.
Making me hungry. Chicken and five pieces?
So one leg of the chicken here. We're going to do a leg. Carson Palmer versus Indianapolis. Total fantasy points. I will open the bid at 12 points.
13.
15.
Hmm. 16.
The math is always the hard part with this game. I'll go 18.
Math.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have it. Okay. I know it's against Indy, and that's a good call. It should be
They're
a
so
good
bad.
Call. But Indy is really bad. How about some breasts? chicken breasts. Okay. Kareem Hunt, yards plus touchdowns, the Welsh. They're playing the Eagles this week. So I'll go, is this total yards or rushing yards, the Welsh?
How about total yards? Total yards is fine.
Total yards. I'll go 70 yards and a touchdown.
I will go 95 and a touchdown.
I'll go 100 total and a touchdown.
105 and a touchdown.
Yeah, you can have it.
Okay, I wasn't going any more on that. I don't think we're getting 100. It's only because it's total yards here. Okay, number three before we end the hour here. Jordan Howard versus Tampa Bay total yards. I will open it up at, oh boy, this is tough because he's got to play. I'll open up at 50.
65.
Okay, 75.
77.
I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna give you that one.
I actually feel kind of safe.
I think that's a decent one. I think this is the toughest one. You read this one off.
Adrian Peterson versus New England total yards. I'll open the bidding at 10.
15 yards.
You can have it.
Oh, you're giving me AP for 15 yards?
He's got to be on the field for more than 9 snaps like he was last week. So,
Jesus,
I mean, he could get that in one run, but yeah, he could also not see the field at all. He could be inactive.
Scream again. All right, last one then. Dez Bryant versus Denver. He was a no-go, at least as far as your fantasy lineups and fantasy production was. Dez Bryant versus Denver, total fantasy points. I'll open it up at 8 points. PPR, by the way.
I'll go to 11.
13.
Take it.
Oh, really?
Hey, you know, if there's one thing I learned from last week, it's the person who takes the bid usually loses, and you took 4 of them.
Yeah, well, so. Didn't get a single one right last week. So, again, why people like you? Because I'm a big, dumb loser, big, dumb idiot. So, what you know is Dez Bryant won't be good. AP won't be good. Jordan Howard will probably be much better and a whole bunch more. That's a little bit of chicken. We got more coming up, though. It is week 2 breakdown. We're going to look at the games. We're going to look at the overs, the unders, see how we did next week. It's going to get crazy. Let's get a little buck wild here. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Hour 2 coming up.